It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, hello there. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter!
Here we go!
Alright, so let's get right to it, because we only got so much time, and this is a hot topic. This is a hot topic.
So I found this yesterday on, I was going through Reddit, I just kind of glanced at this and saw it, I was like, this is a good one to send to Brock for the podcast.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
It involves sex, so you know I'm interested.
So what is it? Tell us. Well,
you... I said it to Brock, but I forgot what we were talking about.
All right, go ahead.
So basically, it has to do with self-driving cars. Now, if you don't know, the future is here. Mm-hmm. And they do believe actually by 2040, like the 2040s, self-driving cars, driverless cars will be widespread. It'll be a very common thing. Mm-hmm. So now here is the problem, though, with that, is they're really starting to worry.
I just love that way this starts, though. Yeah.
According to a new study, self-driving vehicles will lead to a rise in car sex.
You didn't have to do a study to figure that one out.
It's like, okay, wait, I have this car that drives me around, and I have all this free time. Mm-hmm. Of course, people are banging in cars now while they're driving them.
Yeah.
It's insane. People will be more likely to eat, sleep, and engage in on-the-road hanky-panky when robot cars become the new normal. This is according to the recent issue of the journal Annals of Tourism Research. Along with highway hookups, the report also predicts that self-driving cars will put prostitution on wheels as well.
Oh, yeah.
And in total, 60% of Americans have already had sex in cars. So,
you ever done it on the highway?
Not while driving. No, I take my driving very seriously.
Yeah, me
now,
too.
I have had other things done to me while driving.
you
know what I'm saying.
We had a high school teacher who, very first day of class, he sends out a bunch of notes that you could write on.
Yep.
And he says, "All right, write down on this note any question you want."
Yep.
And I'll answer it. Any question. Is it if it's about me, somebody else, anything you want.
I like that. That's good.
He did. And somebody asked him, what was the most craziest sexual experience you've encountered? Like, legit. Like, this is in high school.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, this is a good one. I was going down I-96 one time having sex in front of the class. Everybody's like, whoa!
This teacher's so bad. Was he wearing a leather jacket and leaned up against the chalkboard?
But immediately, he was my favorite teacher.
Oh, I love it, man. I love it. That's good stuff.
I feel like I can talk to you.
You know what? I want to treat you like adults. Mm-hmm. You're adults. Obviously this will happen. And here's the thing is I love driving. I love being behind the wheel. I love road trips. But, you know, there are times where, God, when you're just on like, last time Kiki and I took a road trip out to Montana.
Screaming at each other.
Jesus, you took the wrong. You know what? You suck. You have a lot of downtime.
Tuck and roll, bitch.
You're out of here. But you do have a lot of downtime. When you think about it, like, there was points where it's like all you're doing is driving. You got the cruise control on. You're barely paying attention anyways.
Yeah.
I would be totally fine with being able to put the car in autopilot and just kicking back, maybe watching a movie or something like that.
So you're comfortable kicking back.
Yeah.
How comfortable are you rotating 180 degrees facing the back?
I wouldn't do that. There's been some concept cars that have showed like these automats, and they do. They have literally, so you got two seats in the front, two seats in the back, and they're facing each other. Mm-hmm. Nope. I would need to be facing forward.
Yeah.
I would need, and like I was telling you before, I think it'd be kind of cool. So you have your driver's seat and your passenger seat, then you got the back seat. You know, if you put it into autopilot, and let's say you're on a highway, you got 4 hours. Autopilot, beep, boop, 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 boop. All right, you're good to go. Maybe the back seat kind of folds up, and then the two front seats can scoot back, so you got the leg room to stretch out. You're like in the window seat or the emergency exit seat on an airplane, kind of like that, you know? I'd be fine with that. But no, there's no way I could have my back.
You know what I was just thinking about?
What?
Imagine having driverless cars that the front driver's seat could rotate back in the day when you were a kid sitting in the back seat dodging your parents' arm as he tried to beat you for being such a bad kid.
Dude, if my dad could have turned his seat around.
Oh, imagine the beating you would have gotten.
I would just get the hell kicked out of me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dad seat's turning.
You hear that?
Dad seat's turning.
It's just a slow turnaround, so the anticipation is killing you.
Right. It gives him time to get the belt off.
He's cracking his knuckles. All right. Told you guys to knock it off. It is going to change everything. I really do think, and I think we'll get it sooner than later. I know they say by 2040, and most of the experts kind of know. But, I mean, now the sensors that they have on cars, they got, you know, brake assist. They got lane warnings, like, so you stay in your lanes. Mm-hmm. It's also going to make us worse drivers, too. That's the other problem, is I think we either need to go all, if you were born after a certain date, you should not be allowed to drive a car. In my mind.
Dude, there's kids now that just don't even know how to drive a stick.
Dude, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. Well, and people are already so distracted. How many people are on their cell phones?
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, I'm guilty of it, too. I'm not going to sit here and say I've never sent a text or looked down at my map.
I will say, though, every time I do it, I'm like, dude, what am I
Stop
doing?
Stop it. Yeah, I do it. That happened the other day, and this lady, her nose was buried in her phone. And that's more distracting than drinking and driving.
Oh, yeah. That's proven, dude.
And that's proven. That's not just me saying stuff. So I'm excited for driverless cars. Yes, I'm excited to be able to kick back, relax, maybe watch a movie in the car or something like that. And yes, I'm going to bang in that driverless car. If you don't think I'm not going to try and get my wife naked in the back seat of our driverless car.
Right.
And you, dude, station wagons, minivans, driverless.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord. Throw a king mattress back there and get it on. I love it.
Well, there you go. We're solving one problem at a time, right?
You pull the curtain so the kids can't see.
All right. Jesus.
What's going on up there? Nothing. Mind your business.
All right.
We're making you a brother or sister. We don't know yet.
Why aren't the windows steamy?
The car's rocking. Right.
Go watch Titanic and you'll learn.
You'll learn. All right. Yeah, they did it in a car. Good call. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Driverless cars. More sex on the roads.
All right. Absolutely.
I love it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to check out more of our old podcasts at WIRX.com. And we'll see you guys next time.
Hey, let's go take a ride in my driverless car.
You son of a bitch. All right.